I stared at him. Are you asking why we bark at the mailman?
Yeah. If he brings mail, how come we bark at him?
Holy cats, Drover. At your age, you're still asking a question like that? Son, if you don't know the answer by this time, it wouldn't do me any good to tell you. Now go on before I lose my temper.
Okay, Hank. Bark at the mailman. Bark at the mailman.
And off he went to the mailbox. I settled into my gunny sack and released my grip on the world. But you know what? I couldn't fall asleep for a long time. I kept asking myself, why do we bark at the mailman? If you look at it in a certain light, it really don't make much sense. As far back as I can remember, no mailman has ever killed a chicken, robbed a nest, broke into a sack of feed, or done anything worse than deliver the mail. But that right there is one of the primary dangers of having an active, superior type of intelligence. On the one hand, it's necessary for security work. On the other hand, it can come up with foolish questions. Ma used to say that back at the beginning of time, God built 1,000 questions, but only 250 answers. So there you are. Why do we bark at the mailman? Because, by George, cow dogs have always barked at the mailman, and they always will. And with that out of the way, I went to sleep. It was wonderful, delicious. Geez, I love sleep. Nothing gives me more pleasure than to lie there with my paws in the air and have dreams that make me twitch. I don't know what it is that makes the twitching dreams special, but they're the very best kind. So there I was, twitching and rolling my eyes and at peace with the world, dreaming of fresh, bloody bones and, well, Beulah, when all at once I heard a high-pitched squeal.
Hank! Oh, Hank, it's awful! Wake up! I'm so scared I can't stand it! Wake up!
One eye popped open. It was a short-haired, stub-tailed white dog, and he was jumping up and down. I said.
What?
My other eyelid slid open. These are my fresh bloody bones, and next week's an entirely different matter. He twisted his head and looked at me.